James is going to present, have a short announcement at this time.
Happy Sabbath. How many of you are excited? I know, okay, I might be the only one. Well, I am excited, and the reason why I am excited is because in a couple weeks, we are going to be having an event. And this event is with Sonari Life Consultant and 3ABN chef, or fitness chef, Nice Collins. And as you can see here in the back of the screen, this is what our flyer for that event will look like. And he's going to be coming to us, and he's going to be sharing with us practical applications on how to live healthy, how to eat healthy, how to prepare foods, and much, much more. This is an event that you will not want to miss. And this is only the first event that we're going to be doing. As some of you know, that we have an evangelism campaign that's coming up at what time?
January
8. Okay, say that with me. January 8. Okay, so this series is coming up, and this event that we're having, this lifestyle cooking class, is only our first bridge event, or actually is our only bridge event to this series. And we're excited because we're going to be opening up this event to the community. And in opening to the community, we're going to be advertising on a number of platforms. So we're just going to start seeing this. If you live in Aiken, you're going to start seeing this on social media, on Facebook. It's going to be in the Aiken Standard. We're also going to be launching out radio announcements. The Lord has opened up an opportunity to do that. So PSA radio announcements. Flyers. We're going to be ordering anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 flyers. And we need to get these out. And those flyers, this is exactly what it's going to look like right here. The information is going to be changed a bit to be geared towards our church. But this is exactly what we're going to be doing. So this is an event that we humbly ask that you pray for and you consider. And this event is coming up in 2 weeks from now. Nice Collins will be here the weekend of December 8th, 9th, and 10th. So he will be here on that weekend. And with this event, we cannot do it alone. We are looking for volunteers. And as you leave today, I will be out in the foyer. And I have a sign-up sheet here. And basically, we need people to greet. We need people at our registration team, help with setup and takedown, and a hospitality CF, or hospitality chief. So pretty much, if this is something that you want to get involved in, I encourage you to come out. And like I said, this is an event that you do not want to miss. So God bless you.
Thank you, James. I'm so glad that each one of you are present here. And I pray God will continue to bless us as we worship here. I'm sure God has blessed us with many blessings. And he had protected us from a lot of harm, known or unknown, this past week. And I know this because you are here. Now we are in the Thanksgiving season. And I just want to take a few minutes to express my gratitude to God. I do remember a few years back, I did what it's called a month of Thanksgiving. So for each day of the month of November, you have to, that was on a Facebook, you have to write something you are thankful for. So you just take each day and you are thankful for a certain thing. I'm glad I did it, because now I just coming, and these posts are coming back, and it's reminding me, you know, we do need to be thankful. We do need to be thankful. There is very little we deserve, and there is a lot we actually get. And this is because we have a loving God that is always looking for our well-being, and this is something we should be thankful for. Maybe one day we can do a whole service of Thanksgiving, But let's plan it for next year if God allows allow us to be here. On the other side of the coin, we do live in this world who is in the middle of a controversy. A controversy that it's so big that goes beyond the time, goes beyond the place we call home in earth. This controversy is affecting us because our first parents made a choice, Adam and Eve. A choice not only to know good, but also to know evil. And since that time, evil we know, experience, and probably live. Last time I spoke, I finished with a call to use our power of choice to make the type of choices that will minimize the effects of evil in our lives. The gospel, or the good news, is that we have a powerful, loving, and caring Heavenly Father. And God, whose care is very personal for each one of us. He is faithful because what he is. However, he is asking us, in turn, to be faithful and obedient. Not that we can do it on our own, to be faithful or obedient. And again, this is the good news, that God is always ready to help us to be obedient to his calling, his laws. We can make choices, and these choices will always define who we are and where we are. Let me see if I remember. Our choices become our actions. Our actions becomes our habits. Our habits become our character, and character is what we are. And the character is what we're going to take when this world is going to be over. We are called to build characters for heaven. And this is why we need to pay very close attention to what we choose, our choices, because there is a chain reaction there. We have talked about health for a while now, and we have touched on a number of common illness, and I hope and pray that this information that I was provided was help for some of you. Many of the diseases are caused in part by the lifestyle, by the choices, small and big, we make each and every day. Today will be the last presentation in regard about diseases, and I'm going to take a big one. It's the big C, cancer. However, before we start digging into the subject, let us raise our Bibles and make our profession. Bibles? This is my Bible. I believe it to be the word of the living God. And I covenant with him that I will study every day. I want God's will to be done in my life. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to be like Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are coming before your throne of grace, Lord, again, to ask for your blessing during this service time. Help us, Lord, that our hearts to be prepared for the message. Lord, personally, I ask that you're going to use me to present this message in such a way that will have the desired effect. Lord, may this presentation to be a lesson for us, to learn to trust you more, to learn to come to you and to obey you. Lord, help us not only to listen these messages, but help us to apply these messages in our lives and live them. Lord, we have our choices. You choose us to be your children, and in turn, we need to make the choice to follow you, to be your children. Help us to be your children in the real sense. And Lord, help us not to fool ourselves believing something that is not true. Help us to be real in our walk, Christian walk. Please Allow your Holy Spirit to be present here and to guide the presentation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Cancer. Interesting enough, this presentation was supposed to be last month, but situation happened and we move it for this month. So it was chosen to be presented on October. In October, it's the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, the month you wear pink and you do the walks to raise the money for the cause or display a pink ribbon. Well, breast cancer, it's one of the most types of cancer that affects human body. Unfortunately, I say unfortunately because there are more than 100 different types of cancers, each with different causes, different symptoms, and different speed which they spread. Because of this, it's very difficult to have a clear-cut definition of what cancer is. According to National Cancer Institute, cancer is a name given to a collection of related disease. In all types of cancer, some of the body's cells begin to divide without stopping and spread through surrounding tissues. Note, cancer starts at the cellular level, starts with a malfunctioning cell, and can develop many times threatening condition. What makes this the cancer possible? And if I may quote one of the known preachers, I may say, now is the time to get excited. And so the question is, how cancer develops? This is a good question, and it leads me to acknowledge God as our creator, as our master designer that create a marvelous body. Again, I can only say with the psalmist in Psalm 139:14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. If you were not impressed by the wonderful mechanism that God had designed as our heart and circulatory system, or the wonderful collaboration between the stomach, brain, and pancreas to make it possible for each cell in the body to get its nourishment, get ready to be amazed about the minutest detail of the single human cell masterwork. I have said in the past, and I will say again, the science has a lot of catching up to do with God's wonderful work. No long ago, there were many things the science didn't know, but the increase in knowledge that was prophesied by God through Daniel in Daniel 12:4. Through this increase in knowledge, we are able to understand more than ever. Sadly to say that for many, this knowledge increase, instead of bringing them closer to God or to recognize His creative power, it's used to actually destroy or mar the creation of God or use it for selfish purpose. Everyone here have heard about DNA? Okay, and know what it is. However, until 1953, DNA was not known by many, just by few people. It doesn't mean it didn't do its wonderful work. It was there and it was doing, but our understanding was limited. That's what I mean when I'm saying science has a lot of catching up to do. Just food for thought. Do you believe for a minute that DNA is the only limited knowledge we had so far about God's creation? No. If you think that it's true, if you think that that's all we didn't know until 1953, just try to answer the questions in Job God posed in Job 38, 39, 40, and 41. Can you? He is asking so many questions there. We do have to recognize that our knowledge is so limited, and we do need to trust God for directions and guidance, and to show implicit trust in Him by obeying His direction, advice, and commandments in taking care of our body and how to live our life to please Him. Back to our topic, as I say, cancer starts at cellular level with a single cell with malignant characteristics. Now, the question, how come this cell developed in our body? Somebody may ask. And I'm glad you did, because it's a chance for me to tell you about this amazing body of ours. A normal body has about 10 trillion, more than 10 trillion of cells. And that means 10 at 12 power, or 10 followed by 12 zeros. That's a lot of cells there. That's a lot. And with these cells, with just few exceptions, they regenerating themselves at different rates. As with many things in the world, when it comes to human body, change is the order of the day. I cannot imagine how our bodies were or functioned when Adam came from the hands of God. I do know that things were different before sin and before the flood. But I don't know how they were different. I can try to imagine as much, but it was before sin, before everything changed. Even before the flood, things were different. Now, what I know what we have today and in this world of sin. Each cell has, almost each cell in the body has its own cycle. They are cells that have live in a fast track lane. The stomach lining of cells replace themselves every 5 days. The cells on the top layer of the skin about 7 days. So just think, you get a new skin every 7 days. Red blood cells last about 4 months, liver cell about 5 months. On the other side of the coin, there are cells that are living on a slow track. Bones replace all its cells in about 10 years. The cells in a deeper layer of the intestines about 5 years. And they say the hair cells, 3 years for men and 6 years for women. However, there are certain cells that they do not regenerate. Oocytes, the female reproductive cells, nerve cells, also eye lens cells, and some cardiac cells. The nerve cells and the cardiac cells, they do not reproduce themselves, they don't copy themselves, and that's what we have. What we have, that's what we have. However, they have an amazing plasticity, that's what it's called, because if there is a cell that is dying, the cell that around them, they develop, they make themselves work so much and develop in such a way to replace the cells that it's died. And that's an amazing thing when you're thinking about, how much people can recover after a stroke or after a heart attack. As you see, our body is in a continuous process of change, and this change happens at the most basic level, in the smallest cell, part of the cell. Each cell, and this is a list, it's kind of small, but it's all the cells in the body and different rates they change themselves. This is the smallest cell on the body, and in each cell we do have a master plan written in a secret code that is our DNA, our genetic makeup. In other words, DNA is a self-replicating material consisting in two long chains that are twisted in a double helix joined together by very strong bonds. This is a story. We can talk a lot about DNA and the way it does its work and happens. It can be a story for another time. When we're talking about the cell replication or division, it's a very precise, mysterious, and wonderful process at the same time. With our human understanding, we are able at this time to witness this fascinating process, but our understanding is limited on how it's possible and how it works. When a cell is about to be replaced, this long strand of DNA uncoils itself and the double chain separates. As it pulls away, amazingly, each forms another chain containing the same information as the initial DNA from the material that is available in a cell. As you see, it's just pulling apart and it's building another track there. This is a simplistic presentation of very, very precise, delicate, and complex process. At each step in this process, the possibility of error exists. It may be that the material available in the cell is not enough, or it's not what the cell needs. What we have in our cell, what we put in our mouth, and what environment we live in. Thankfully, God had put in our bodies another check to make sure that this abnormal cell, if they exist, they do not develop. And this is our immune system. The immune system God placed in our bodies is detailed in such a way that they will be able to recognize anything that does not belong in the body, from a foreign substance, bacteria, virus, or the cells that are not normal. So the work of this, the immune system, is to isolate this matter and destroy it. In the case of a small matter, such as an abnormal cell, the immune response is activated, and it sends the specialized cell to engulf the matter and completely destroy it. The cancer happens when this normal process of the body, one of the malignant cells escape the vigilant monitoring of the immune system, and it starts developing and then grows and spread. This may happen because the immune system is not strong enough for a reason or another to destroy the cell. Once a cell gets on this pathway, there is no stopping unless the danger is identified and drastic measures are taken in a timely manner. Cancer cells, unlike the regular cell, do not die when it's their time, and they start dividing many times at a faster rate than the normal cell, forming malignant tumors. In addition, they spread in surrounding tissues or travel to distant places through our blood or lymphatic system, forming new tumors. Cancer, as mentioned before, becomes in many forms and shapes, more than 100 types, but all have the same characteristic. All the cancer cells divide quickly and multiply and have ability to move from one side to another. Regardless of what type of cancers, they are four categories. Carcinomas, these are the cancers that affect skin, mucous membrane, glands, and internal organs. Leukemias, cancer of blood-forming tissues. Sarcomas, cancer that affect muscle, connective tissues, and bones. Or lymphomas, that cancer that affect the lymphatic system. As a society, we have studied this disease for a long time. As a matter of fact, in 1971, President Nixon signed the National Cancer Act, waging war in cancer, with the declared purpose of finding a cure for this dreaded disease. For more than 45 years since then, we have found a lot of things about cancer, but not a cure. This may be because instead of focusing on eliminate the causes, medical and pharmaceutical fields will treat the symptoms. With certainty, we can say we don't know exactly what causes the cell damage to initiate the cancer process. The complexity of cell division process along with individual characteristics are some things we need to take in consideration. But what do we know? There is a combination of genetic, behavioral, environmental, and lifestyle factors that can create the right conditions for cancer cell to develop. There is a number of factors that are called cancer promoters. So these are making the cancer to appear. On the other side, there is a number of things that inhibits, makes the cancer stop. And this can be, it's called inhibitors or antioxidants. On the category of the promoters, these factors are divided in three major groups: external, internal, and lifestyle. And next, we'll discuss about this to try to find who is at risk of developing cancer. Knowing what we know about our bodies, we are all at risk for developing cancer. Just because we are humans and just because the way our body works. The gospel or the new good news is that not every one of us have cancer. And an ever better news is that today we can make choices. Choices again that can help us to our body to stay as healthy as possible. So why do I say that? Well, let's talk for a while about the number of factors that can speed up the development of cancer. We have them in three categories: internal, external, and lifestyle. The internal factors are genetics and infection. Gender and race also plays a role, along with family history plays a role in development of certain cancer. We do have to recognize that when it comes to cancer, genetic plays an important role, but it's not the only one. Not only are the genes that mutate to become cancer, but also in our own genetic code can be a certain predisposition to a certain cancers. But by knowing if or what type of cancer close family members have dealt with, it'll help us know what kind of cancer we are susceptible. In the big scheme of things, pure genetics account for about 10% of cancer development. The external factors, the factors that promote cancer, are unhealthy workplaces, unhealthy living environment, exposure to water or air pollution, chemicals, pesticides, and herbicides. How many of us have been not exposed to that? And finally, the third category, it's lifestyle. Lifestyle again. Well, this is the reality. We do hold the key for our health through our choices. Among this lifestyle factor, we count diet, smoking, drinking, sun exposure. Harvard University School of Public Health studies indicates that as much as 65% of cancer deaths are caused by poor diet, lack of exercise, and unhealthy lifestyle elements with poor diet that leads to obesity. Obesity and smoking are ranking the highest. Notice the study mentioned cancer deaths, not cancer cases of cancers. I do find it interesting that in many of these lifestyle illnesses, the person with the illness rarely looks at the cause. The focus is to control and maintain with little or no change in the lifestyle that causes the illness. When our choices put us in trouble, I wonder why we don't repent and go back to God's plan. He knows the best. He created us, remember? And why would not listen to him? I do ask myself why I am so blind to do not see the obvious. How do I recognize cancer? As I mentioned before, there are more than 100 types of cancer, and unfortunately, some of them go undetected until it's too late. If you have access to medical care in this country, in this day and age, there are numbers of checks the physician are prompted to do. According with the American Cancer Society, they suggest for breast cancer, women should be screened with mammograms if they are 40 years old every year. For cervical cancer, women over 21, a pap smear every 1 to 3 years. For prostate cancer, men over 50 should consider asking for testing for prostate cancer. And colon cancer, everyone past age of 50 should have a colonoscopy every 10 years. For everyday life, we should be aware of 7 classic warning signs, and we can use the acronym CAUTION. And C stands for change in bowel and bladder habits. A stands for a sore that does not heal. U stands for unusual bleeding or discharge. T stands for thickening or lump in the breast or elsewhere. I stands for indigestion or difficulty swallowing. O stands for obvious changes in worth or mole. And N stands for nagging cough or hoarseness. These are just basic, things you need to observe, know about your body. There are many theories on how cancer cells develop in the human body, and we can talk at length about them. Truth is that cancer starts with one mutated cell that is not destroyed, as it should be, by the immune system and finds a welcoming environment. So, the problem with cancer is twofold. One, it's a weak immune system that is not able to do its job. And second, an environment promoting cancer cell development. So what can we do to prevent or slow the development of cancer? It's to work on these two. One is to strengthen our immune system, and the second is to create in our bodies an environment where cells can divide and grow harmoniously. This should be our work, and we should talk about how we can create this environment in a future presentations. The American Cancer Society advice to reduce the risk of cancer is as follows. They recommend to stay away from all forms of tobacco. They recommend to get to and stay at a healthy weight. They recommend to get moving with regular physical activity. They recommend to eat healthy with plenty of fruits and vegetables. They recommend to limit any alcohol or if you drink at all. They also recommend to protect your skin. They recommend to know yourself, your family history, your risk. And they also recommend to get regular checkups and cancer screening. And my advice is, do not think it cannot happen to you. We are all at risk, only because we are humans. Amen. In the future presentation, we do plan to focus on God's methods of healing, the 7 doctors that are available for us at any time or day or night. But this will probably have to wait until after evangelistic meetings. One last thought in regard to our topics for today. In the development of cancer, there are certain things we cannot control, but a great majority is our under control. Cancer is a deadly foe, and we cannot afford to play Russian roulette with our own health, because this is what we are doing when we ignore the laws of health. It is enough that today we live in a world where air, water, and earth are polluted to a such degree that we only wonder how we are still alive. Not to mention the so-called food that is available in supermarkets, full of chemicals, additives, fat, sugar, salt, artificial sweeteners, growth hormones, or antibiotics. By the grace of God, we are still here, and He still loves us and calls us to be His children and to obey His calling. He called us to obey His calling, to follow on His footsteps, on Jesus' footsteps. He calls us to deny ourselves. He calls us to obey His commandments out of love. He calls us to represent His wonderful character to a world that does not know Him and is perishing. He calls us to be a witness of His love. And He also calls us to be holy. We have a high calling, my dear brothers and sisters. A high calling indeed. Are we ready to respond? God is doing His part and more. Are we ready to respond and do our part? This is something we need to think each and every day as we prepare our hearts and characters to meet our Lord and Savior, when He will come and take us home. As we walk our daily walk, let us trust in Him, because He has promised that He will take care of His children in every circumstance. But we need to be His children first and foremost. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are coming before You as Your children to ask, to put ourselves in Your hand. Lord, we live in a world of sin. We live in a world when danger is at every step. We are surrounded by all kind of threatening situation, Lord. But You have been faithful so far. You keep us safe, Lord. And we want to put ourselves in Your hand to continue to keep us safe, Lord. And Lord, more than anything, help us to trust You too in following You, in listening to Your calling, in obeying You. Lord, give us strength to overcome our defects of character, our habits, the things that keep us away from You. Lord, help us to make choices, good choices, that will bring us closer to You and will minimize the evil that is around us. And Lord, help us to make these choices that affect our bodies, but also help us to make the choices to show others, to be witnesses for You in everything we say and do. And Lord, my prayer at this time is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.